So the web and society are under attack. Rather than being a tool for empowering people, improving lives and protecting democracy, it's evolved into a system for surveillance, control, and coercion. And I believe that we can fix some of these problems with a better foundation. So surveillance, you can get most of the way there with end-to-end encryption. Control tends to come in two kinds. You've got holding your data hostage and holding your identity hostage. You can solve those with host-independent data and user-controlled identity. And then the rest of surveillance, there's a long tail of metadata, including things like the social graph. So these were the design goals we had building the PIGOS protocol. So what it is, it's a global end-to-end encrypted social file system. There's fine-grained access control to individual files or entire directories. Everything's signed and content addressed. You can automatically move hosts and preserve all your links. Everything just works. And there's a sandbox for running applications or websites in a fun way. And of course, user-controlled identity. The model we have is the server is an adversary, a current adversary. So everyone has a home server. And all data is content addressed, all updates are signed, and we layer on top of that end-to-end encryption. So that gives you your location-independent addressing and so your host mobility. As far as the user's data actually goes, they have a tree of key pairs. Each key pair can own any number of other key pairs, and that ownership relationship is proved with a mutual signature, and that comes from a single root key, which is your identity key pair. And if we lay these out, each key pair controls a writing subspace, we call it, or a mutable space. And each of those has a single Merkle tree associated with it. Now, what is the structure of these Merkle trees? It's basically a thing called a champ. So this is a compressed hash array mapped prefix tree. You can think of it as a key value store. It has some nice properties. So it's independent of insertion order, unlike a B tree, and it's balanced. If you've had anything to do with AT Proto, you might have heard of MSTs. MST is the sorted sister data structure of a champ, and it's used in a lot of places in functional languages like Scala for collections and maps. The way we use it, the keys are all 32 random bytes, and the values are cryptree nodes or encrypted metadata, which we'll see more about. Each of those, each cryptree node can link to up to 5 encrypted blocks. Each of those is up to 1 megabyte. So you end up with this kind of granularity for every champ mapping corresponds to up to 5 megabytes of data. And the idea is different mappings in the champ can't be linked by your server or anyone who has access to all the data. So that's how we can hide the file size, at least the sort of the absolute size. And then within a chunk, we also pad to a multiple of 4K to further obscure the file size. In terms of other metadata, whether a particular chunk is a file or a directory, the server can't tell because the format's the same. And things like the obvious things like the files and folder names, all other metadata like MIME types, creation date, the folder topology is not visible, and also the social graph. So who or even how many people have access to a particular file or blob. Which brings us to access control. So to access a particular cryptree node or chunk, you need a capability. So what's a capability? It's pure information. People from Sparty will say you either have it or you don't. That's a good description. It's not identity-based. And because it's pure information, it can work in things like secret links if you want. And you can revoke them by essentially rotating the keys. So in our setup, there are 3 different kinds of capabilities. There's a mirror cap, a read cap, and a write cap. So the mirror capability is just, can I retrieve the ciphertext for this thing at all? And that has four components. The first two are public keys. There's the owner public key and the writer public key. The owner is basically used for routing to your server. And the writer is the thing that controls the writing space that you're actually trying to get the data from. The map key is just a lookup key into the champ. And the BAT, so BAT stands for block access token. It's basically 32 bytes. You can think of it as a bearer token for that particular chunk or block. And so with a mirror cap, you can then ask the server, give me this encrypted cryptkey node, and it'll give it to you if the BAT's right. And then if you have a symmetric read key in addition, then you can decrypt it and you can read it. If you have, in addition to that, a